The Hard Shoulder.
With Nissan. Number one for petrol in Ireland. Number one for electric. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
This is News Talk.
The staff of Hook Lighthouse have issued an SOS to save our seas, and the call to action coincides with the World Lighthouse Day tomorrow and the launch of its new eco-education station. Now, the permanent exhibition aims to educate all visitors to Hook Head about the pollution of our oceans and also urges them to take personal responsibility by actually making their own individual changes. Now, our reporter Aideen Finnegan is back from her visit to the peninsula and she joins us in studio. Aideen, just tell us first of all about the lighthouse, for those who actually don't know about it.
Yeah, so it's a very interesting place. So Hook Lighthouse is the oldest intact operational lighthouse in the world. It's been there for 800 years. Originally, fires were lit by the monks on the site from the 5th century to warn fishermen. And later, the structure, as we know it, was built by the Normans in the 13th century. And the last lighthouse keeper, Tux Tweedy, moved out in 1996 and it's been fully automated ever since. Now, it is a remote location on the headland in South County Wexford, so that means there probably is a lot of people who've never been, but they've surely seen the pictures of its distinctive black stripes. And I asked tour guide Noel Lynch why it's painted that way.
Well, every lighthouse is different. Every lighthouse has what's called a different character or a signature. We, for instance, are a white tower and we have two black lines on it. It's important for all the vessels at sea to know this, because if they were all the same, you wouldn't know where you were.
So Noel, can you tell me where we are now?
Yeah, we're 22 metres up. We're on the first balcony, we call it. The beam of light will be going out over our heads here at night, every 3 second flash on you. And we're looking down then on the keepers' houses, the assistant keepers and the principal keeper's house, and the beautiful Hook Peninsula, where the malting barley is getting ready to be harvested.
Lovely. Well, why don't we go inside and we'll have a chat then about this room in here.
This is the part that was built on by Irish Lights in the 1800s. This wench here, before we got electricity in 1972, would be up at the top and it would have to be wound every 25 minutes, 24 hours a day.
And electricity only came to Hook Lighthouse in the 70s?
Yeah, 1972 we got electricity. Prior to that, from 1911, was paraffin oil. Before that was coal gas, whale oil for a short period of time. And before that, then would have been coal.
And now, to be more environmentally friendly?
Environmentally friendly is our key here. 3 years ago in January, we removed the old light bulbs. They're 1,000 watts. And we put in 6 13-watt LEDs, the size of your nail. Before that, we would have to come out and start the generator room to keep it going. Now we have 2-volt gel batteries, which will keep the lighthouse going for up to 4 days without any human intervention.
What do you see the future of the lighthouse being?
The tourists that come down. I mean, we had over 250,000 tourists last year, and it's people like these that will keep it going. People, I think, they didn't realise what a lighthouse was and the actual amount of work you had to do in it to save the thousands of people going by in the ships, you know. And we got to preserve that for the future. And, I mean, it's history. And for myself and yourself this morning, we're up 22 metres right now. And we've walked in the steps that people have walked in for 800 years. And I think that's fantastic.
It is. And huge changes as well, Aideen, there as Noel mentioned. This environmental message, though, that they're trying to get across, it's kind of an evolution for the lighthouse.
It is, really, yeah. So now it's a beacon of environmentalism. So it obviously still plays a role in saving lives by warning fishermen on smaller fishing vessels about the rocks and the possibility of running aground. But the visitor attraction has had a sustainable strategy since 2012. So there's no plastic in the cafe, no plastic cups or cutlery, only glass. And that glass is crushed on site to produce a sort of a sand that has a variety of uses. The cafe has its own garden where the chefs grow fresh produce and they use local suppliers to cut down on the food miles. And then you heard Noel talk about the LED lights in the lighthouse itself. So this new eco education station is an exhibition aimed at driving home the environmental message, and it has an interactive element. So for instance, there's a wall where you have to guess how long it takes for various things to break down once you throw them away. There are also videos, and general manager Anne Waters introduces us to one of those.
Fishermen in nearby Dunmore East and Kilmore Quay and elsewhere around Ireland have hauled up to more than 190 tons of rubbish from the sea in their fishing nets over the last 3 years.
Do you see the pollution in the sea. Can you see the impact yourself?
Well, we're quite lucky here. The Celtic Sea still isn't too bad, but you do. Part of our service here is we clean the peninsula all along the coast road here as well, and we do see a lot of plastic waste in particular washed up, also old nets. We've seen the impact on the sea life, dolphins washed up, wrapped in nets, you know, that they were just rudderless and they drowned. So it's very sad to see that. I see people on the beaches now taking their rubbish with them. So I do think the message is starting to hit.
Tell me about what we're standing in now, the Save Our Seas exhibition.
Yeah, so this is a new exhibition and it's all about SOS, Save Our Seas, about rising oceans. And at the end you make a pledge, what little thing you're going to do. It's very educational and very hands-on. I love this, how long to biodegrade.
We are looking at some standard rubber gloves that you keep by the sink, a plastic bottle.
Well, let's have a look at, I don't know, pick one.
Well, I suppose tin cans. There's still a lot of them knocking around.
Tin cans. 50 years.
They take 50 years to break down.
50 years to break down. So it's so important that we are recycling, refusing, first of all, refuse the plastic in the shops, make people change, you know, so be the change you want to see. And I think that's really the main thing that we're trying to teach people. You know, you can make these little changes. You can talk to your politicians, talk to your shopkeepers, make them aware. So you can see here all the kids have put up all their pledges, you know, on what they're going to do. Don't waste water, pick up litter. And I think the fact that they're writing something down and making a pledge is an action in itself.
Save Our Seas, Aideen. It's a really interesting model, though, for a tourist attraction and, like, for a national monument as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, because it's almost an incidental thing. But all the staff there are very much on the same page. They say it's a way of life for them now, and the impulse to repurpose and recycle and cut out plastic is all second nature to them. And I spoke to their maintenance man, Robbie, about that. And apparently he's good for a ghost story or two. So I started by asking him about what myths and legends surround the Hook.
Yeah, my name is Robbie O'Reilly and I look after the maintenance here at the Hook Lighthouse.
And Robbie, you're a dub. What are you doing down here on Hookhead?
Came on holidays for 2 weeks, met a woman and never went home. A Wexford woman.
Really?
Yeah, stayed here then ever since and I'm down here nearly 16 years now.
And so being a dub, you'd be a good storyteller. Do you do a bit of yarn spinning around Halloween with the ghost stories around Hook Lighthouse?
Yeah, Halloween is definitely the favourite time and few stories we can tell, a few stories we definitely couldn't tell about the lighthouse.
Tell me about what you can tell me, so.
Well, the lighthouse keepers would have heard knocking in the tower and different things, sounds along the way. A girl there recently heard it, she reckons she heard a child crying inside the lighthouse. There's definitely goings on in the lighthouse, but like the monks wouldn't have been bad people that were looking after it years ago, and the lighthouse keepers weren't bad people either. So definitely good vibes in it, the good vibes.
And I see there's some sand here. Is that from the glass that's being recycled?
That's the glass that's being recycled. So we don't use any plastics. We get rid of plastics altogether off the premises, and we get glass bottles in now, and we have a glass crusher that we crush the glass to sand, and we're able to use it for paths and filling holes and all that along the way. We can also use it for horses, for their stables. It's good for their hooves, and pigs the same as well.
So this is the sand from the glass?
This is the sand. It's basically, it's even finer than sand you'll get on the beach. I don't know whether you'll be able to hear it, but you can pick it up yourself and have a feel of it if you like.
Oh yeah, that is
so fine. If you rub it through your fingers, you won't get cut off at all. So so that's what we're doing. Trying to give something back to the environment instead of throwing plastic into the sea and all. So that's what we're trying to do here at the lighthouse.
I'd love to have heard the off-air chat you had with Robbie. Look, I suppose people can see all of this in action, Aideen, for themselves by actually just visiting the lighthouse. It's open all year round.
It is, yeah. It's just the tours might finish earlier in the winter months, obviously. But all the information is on hookheritage.ie.
Good stuff. My thanks, as always, to our reporter, Aideen Finnegan, reporting there on the SOS Save Our Seas at Hook Lighthouse.